Let's continue in Sefer Orchot Yosher. We're up to chapter Bet, which is entitled Bitul Torah. I see that he has 3-4 pages on Bitul Torah. There's no doubt that he could have written 3 or 4 Sfarim on Bitul Torah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Avon Bitul Torah or Avon Chamur Meod. The sin of being Mevatel Torah is a very serious one. To waste time that could be used for Torah. That's what Bitul Torah means. Ve'amru basifri, keshem shesachar Talmud Torah gadol mikol ha-mitzvot, kach onesh ha-mvatel gadol mikol ha-averot. Just like we know that the reward for learning Torah is greater than all the mitzvot, ve'talmud Torah keneged kulam, the punishment, the severity for one who's mevatel Torah is also more than all the other sins. Ve'amru ba-Yerushalmi, in fact, it states in the Yerushalmi, Perekama de Chagiga halacha zayin, in the first perek of Chagiga, Ben Yonah brings it also in Shari Tshuva and Shari Gimel, Viter HaKadosh Baruch Hu al avodah zara, gilui arayot, ushfichut tamim, velo viter al bitul Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to be mevater, to forgive avodah zara, gilui arayot, ushfichut tamim, that's the 3 cardinal sins, but not for bitul Torah. Shocking statement. Ve'amru ki devar Hashem bazar, ze she'efshar lo la'asok ba'Torah ve'eno osek. Gemara in Sanhedrin Tzadik Tet says on the pasuk, ki devar Hashem bazar. He belittled the word of Hashem. Who is that? The one who is able to learn and he doesn't learn. 11 o'clock, he's able to be in the Bet Midrash. He decides, you know what? I'm just gonna hang out in the dorm or something. I'm gonna just like walk around. So he's able to learn and he doesn't learn. That's Bitul Torah. That is the classic case of Bitul Torah, when a person is able to learn and he doesn't. Ve'amru al shlosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu boche alehem bechol yom. There is a statement in the Gemara Chagiga Daf Hei Amud Bet. There are 3 people that Hashem mourns over every day. He cries for them. Ve'echad mehem, one of them is mi she'efshar lo la'asok ba'Torah ve'eno osek. One who can and has the wherewithal to learn and he doesn't. Ve'echmiru zal be'onsho harbe rachamana litzlan. And Chazal spoke very much about the severity of this sin. Ve'amru, and they said, for example, in Shabbat Lamed Bet, ba'avon bitul Torah banim metim. Od sham, ba'avon bitul Torah cherev u'bizar haba ve'dever u'batzoret va. U'bnei Adam ochlim ve'enam sveim ve'ochlim lachmam be'mishkal. All these things are as a punishment for Bitul Torah. Askara ba'a be'avon Bitul Torah. Askara in the olden days is like chenek. It's a machala that a person, chas v'shalom lo alenu, like he chokes. What is that?
Gout.
Gout is is on the foot, no? Askara, if I remember correctly, Rashi explaining in Masechet Brachot and other places, it's in the throat. And this was such a serious machala, people spoke about it like today we speak about the famous machala. That's how askara is mentioned. And the Gemara doesn't hold any punches back. It says, ba'a ba'avon bitul Torah. Unbelievable. Ve'amru, another statement in Brachot of Hamud Aleph, kol she'efshar lo la'asok ba'Torah ve'eno osek, Kadosh Baruch Hu mevi alav yisurim mechoarim ve'ochim oto. If a person is able to learn Torah and he doesn't learn, Hashem hits him with many afflictions. Shneimar, as it says, Hecheshti mitov uchevi neekar. Ma ze hecheshti mitov? I was silenced from good. I didn't say good things. Uchevi neekar, and the result is very painful yisurim. And the Gemara says, En tov ela Torah. Hecheshti mitov? I was quiet from tov. Ki lekach tov natati lachem. Yes, Yaakov.
I feel like the Yetzer Hara for this idea of the Bitul Torah is much stronger than actually doing, like acting and doing some like Averot.
I think you're actually verifying what he's saying here, right? That's actually the proof that it's the biggest sin. Because the Yetzer Hara puts most of his kochot, he invests most of his kochot in Bitul Torah. In all its facets, by the way. Bitul Torah has many angles. Bitul Torah doesn't just mean not learning. It also means putting down learning. There's all types of bitul Torah that goes around in the world. And you're right, the Yetzer Hara makes most of his effort he puts into bitul Torah. And the reason being is because it's the biggest sin of all. Since it's the biggest mitzvah, Talmud Torah, he puts all his efforts, like the famous words of the Chafetz Chaim, where he says, Chafetz Chaim al Torah, he says that who did the Malach, the Satan, the Yetzer Hara, which one of the Avot did he fight with? With Yaakov Avinu, which means Avram Avinu Chesed, he left alone. Yitzchak Avinu, Tefillah, Avodah, Korbanot, he left alone. Yaakov Avinu, symbolizing Torah, Titene Emet, Yaakov, that the Yetzer Hara is fighting tooth and nail. That I don't mind if you all day long do chasadim, all day long stand Shmoneh Esrei. Sitting and learning Torah, I'm after you. And that's why the second, it's an amazing thing, by the way, and I'm just continuing your point that you said, it's an amazing thing that the second the person sits down to learn Torah, all the reasons for not learning all of a sudden show up. It's an amazing thing. You could be sitting for a half hour and just schmoozing and no phone call. Nobody calls you. And then you say, okay guys, we have to come out, we have to learn. And now you start learning, open up the Gemara, all of a sudden someone's calling you on the phone. How many times does that happen? How many times does that happen? It's not the mikre. And phone call is not the only thing. All types of other, all of a sudden, yes, he remembered that he needs a cup of tea. He didn't remember when he was sitting and talking or wasting his time. He didn't even think of the cup of tea. When did he remember Starbucks? The second he started saying, Amar Abaye, I need a cup of tea. It sounds humorous, but it's not at all. These are ma'asim b'chol yom. And the reason is, it's atzat ha-yetzer. It's the yetzer ha. So you're right. It is. It's the toughest one.
I read this story in Anafis Etavot. By Ravadia. They said that in Europe, a long time ago, they said, everyone was poor, everyone had everything, and when they were in their offices, they opened hot plates and they were reading, whatever. Then 50 years afterwards, you read the story. 50 years afterwards, they started all being rich, and somebody asked the rabbi, so what happened? We are all Baruch Hashem, everything good. The rabbi said, no, this is the Yetzer Hara. Before you used to, when you had open time, you used to study hot plates there. Now, they started bringing you plans, so you don't study.
Exactly. Exactly. They very good. We're in Anafit Zavot.
Okay. I wanted to look it up.
Okay. Very good. You know, they say the sgula to have customers is to open up a sefer, right? Let's say you're in the store, no customers, nobody's coming. Don't worry, open up a sefer to learn. The customers will show up all of a sudden. That's how it goes. Right? I mean, how many times did we see someone who, you know, he's awake, everything's fine. Then Friday night, the second he opens up a sefer to learn, he starts falling asleep. Right? So yeah, we're tired. I get it. It's all, you know, everything can be explained away. We're not denying that. But the common denominator is bitul Torah. Let's finish the paragraph here. Ve'amru lo charva Yerushalayim ela bishvil bitul Torah. Even Chorban Bet HaMikdash is linked very much connected to the sin of bitul Torah. Ve'lo ne'enash Yoshua ela al shebitel Yisrael mitalmud Torah laila echad b'milchama, kmo shekatuv be'eruvin. It's also brought in Megillah. The Gemara in Eruvin tells us that the Malach came and spoke strongly with Yoshua, and Yoshua was punished for, he was held accountable for the fact that he caused Bitul Torah for Am Yisrael for one night. And the Gemara says in Megillah, Gadol Talmud Torah me'akravat midin u'me'atzalat nefashot u'mibinyan bet ha'mikdash u'mikibud avayim. He's obviously combining here many statements in the Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Bet, in the Gemara Megillah Daf Tetvav Amud Bet, where it says that Talmud Torah is greater than bringing korbanot. It's greater than atzalat nefashot. The Gemara proves that from Mordechai HaYehudi. Mordechai HaYehudi is the hero of Am Yisrael. And yet, you'll notice, at the end of the Megillah, Doresh Tov Le'amo, Ve'ratzui Le'rov Echav. He was pleasing to most of his brothers. Most? Who wasn't happy with Mordechai? When he came back after the story of Esther, when everything is settled now, finished, you know, we're all happy. Now everybody goes back to Bet Midrash, including Mordechai HaYehudi, comes back to the yeshiva where he was from the top guns in the Sanhedrin. He sees somebody sitting in the seat. What's going on here? No, you've been demoted to next seat. You're not number 3, you're number 4. What happened? You weren't in yeshiva for... Yeah, but you know what I was doing. I mean, I saved your life. I saved Am Yisrael. What do you mean? I wasn't in yeshiva. No, we love you. We have Purim for you. Everything is beautiful. You know, Shoshanat Yaakov, you know, Techelet Mordechai, everything is yafeh meod. But bottom line, you weren't in yeshiva. Bottom line, you know, it's not the same anymore. And believe me, Mordechai understood that. Believe me, he felt it was a hakrava on his part. It was a sacrifice on his part that he had to leave the Sanhedrin in order to do what he had to do. No choice. That's a statement that needs study. You know, Gedola Talmud Torah Yoter Me'atzalat Nefashot. That does not mean that if someone is Chas V'Shalom in danger in front of you and you're learning, that you should continue learning. That absolutely does not mean that. Not even for a second does that mean. But it's talking about the zechut of Talmud Torah. The zechut of Talmud Torah is much greater than anything else, even Atzalat Nefashot. Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, it's in Divrei Hayamim. And the Gemara there in Megillat Tetzayin brings it down. That in one Pasuk he's mentioned third, the next Pasuk we see, or a different one, he's mentioned fourth. What happened? That's what happened. The story of Purim is what happened. Amazing thing. Only Chazal could say that. We would never in our wildest dreams say such a statement, right? Whenever you see such statements, to me, these statements, you know, show us that when we learn Gemara, we're learning an otherworldly limud. It's a limud that comes from Shaman. Because human beings would never ever think to say, Gedola Talmud Torah Yoter Me'atzalat Nefashot. Are we crazy? We would never say such a thing. We wouldn't even think like that. Who thinks like that? But because it's Torah, and it's Emet, it's written in the Gemara. It's unbelievable. And he finishes off. Ve'amru ezeu chilul Hashem she'en mechaper el hayom ha'mitah. Zeh Talmud Torah. Zeh Talmud Chacham she'olech dabar dalet amot belo Torah. The Gemara in Yoma talks about what's chilul Hashem. So you know what the Gemara gives us as one of the examples there? So one of the Amoraim who never walked four steps without learning. He was always in learning. So he said, Kegon ana, if I were to walk four amot without learning Torah, that's Chilul Hashem. That in itself also needs study, but we're just, you know, perusing here through this Sefer, which is a gunslinger Sefer. One ma'amar after another, which needs study, obviously.